This is a Wedgetail Eagle in flight down near Lyndhurst, just below the bottom end of the Birdsville track, and it was perched on a post.
Angus Emmett is the third generation on Noonbar, which means red soil. However, as generations have changed, so too have their hobbies. Angus has a passion for photographing flora and fauna. His property, located next to Lochearn National Park, creates the perfect backdrop for capturing nature's beauty. With lots of different landforms, there is a wide range of habitat for different species. When I visited Noonbar, he told me why he was passionate about photography.
Well, ever since I was a little kid, I've been totally fascinated by natural history, and photography was a way to actually collect and keep natural history moments. So it just, flowed on from that.
What are your favourite things to photograph?
Oh, I'm not very good at people, I'm afraid. I'm always getting in trouble from my wife and kids about not taking people photos, but I like wildlife, flora and fauna, and landscapes is principally what I do.
And do you have a favourite photo?
That's a really, really hard question to answer. I've got one up on the screen here at the moment that is one I really like, and it's actually Old Cork Station that's immortalised in Red Gum's song, Diamantina Drover. And this particular photo, we were out there doing a big clean-up and camped down in the waterhole and been very overcast, and just on dusk the sun managed to peep out, so we grabbed our cameras and flew up and got this amazing photo of the sun catching Old Cork Station with this really, looks like a vortex above it, the heavy dark sky above it. So yeah, it's a photo I really like, and it epitomises Western Queensland, I think.
Is that why it's your favourite photo?
Well, it's sort of, yeah, I think it's a fact that it does epitomise Western Queensland, but just the fact that nature worked its magic and we had this heavy cloud cover, but the sun managed to peep through just before it dipped below the horizon. So, yes, it was just a bit of a magic moment, and managed to grab it with the camera.
How do you find yourself in these sort of perfect situations to take the perfect photo?
You're only seeing my good photos. I've got lots and lots of bad photos. But it's partly to do with knowing your subject and being right up to speed with the natural history of the area. But I think an important thing is, number one, have your camera with you. But number two, anticipate what you might be taking with it and have it actually on the right settings ready to go. So you're not mucking around trying to get your camera ready and sort out what settings you want. The other thing is to know your camera back to front. It should be just an extension of your arm. So you're thinking about composing the photo, not thinking about all the settings. So it's just a matter of using it and studying your book and actually knowing the camera back to front.
Do you make time to take photos, or do you just sort of find the time?
Well, living out here in the bush, natural history is just sort of all around us. So being out here, it's happening all the time. So I just carry my camera. When things happen, they happen. It's just, I fit it in with the work I'm doing. So, yeah, it's a really good hobby for out here.
It's obviously an expensive piece of equipment. Do you just carry it everywhere with you so that if that perfect moment does come across, you're ready to go?
I don't take it out on the motorbike and four-wheeler when I'm mustering, but whenever I'm in the Toyota, I just have it sitting on a cushion on the front seat with a towel over it just to keep the dust off, and it's sitting there ready to go. And that's how you grab those opportunities. When you're driving around, you see all sorts of things, and if you've got a camera ready to go and it's easy, if it's packed up in your camera bag, you'll either think, oh, it's not worth the effort, it's going to take too long, or by the time you get it out, whatever you want to photograph's gone. So it's just a matter of, it's just carrying it and having it ready.
Do you get a bit critical of your photos that you take?
Oh, I'm always aiming to improve the quality of the images I take, and social media has been a huge boon to that, because on Facebook these days there's people that are interested in everything that are forming groups. There's groups of people that collect and photograph snails and stick insects and reptiles and birds and mammals, so you can get on these groups and not only you see the great photos that other people take and how they take them, but it enthuses you to go out and improve what you're doing and use what you're learning from them. So when you're out in a remote area on your own, it actually brings the rest of the world to you, and you're like you're part of a community, a like-minded community, and you're all striving to outdo each other. So it really makes you test your skills and improve.
What role do you think social media plays in your hobby, taking photos?
Well, I think it just keeps you enthusiastic. It's really easy. For instance, we're in a drought at the moment, as everyone knows, and it's really easy to get despondent about things and sort of put your camera away. So just by having the social media, you can actually you can keep enthusiastic about things, and you've got all these other like-minded people, and yes, it gives you a focus away from bog cattle, no feed, no water.
During the drought, do you find it difficult to find positive photos?
It can be, but there's still a lot of positive stuff. Even in the drought, there's every now and again a shrub will flower, and you still find birds and you still find reptiles, and droughts can create some beautiful sunrises and sunsets when you've got all the dust in the atmosphere. So yeah, when you're into photography, you can certainly find positives even in the middle of a drought. This is a little Mengden's brown. This little fella's from down near Junda, but he was only less than a metre long. He is in full strike position.